From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Donald Trump touting his administration's disaster response in Puerto Rico, even as officials in the U.S. territory warned that much more help will be needed to fend off mass hunger and disease on the hurricane-ravaged island.
We will not rest, however, until the people of Puerto Rico are safe. These are great people. We want them to be safe and sound and secure, and we will be there every day until that happens.
Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Asello just stated that the administration and the president, every time we've spoken, they've delivered. But the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico's capital, hit back at stories about how well the relief efforts are going. He said this is a people who are dying. This is a life or death story, according to Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz, who told CNN. José Izquierdo calls for more aid.
The exhortation is to other cruise companies and airlines and everybody in power to help Puerto Rico. This is the moment to help us address a critical situation in Puerto Rico, to stabilize Puerto Rico, to again stand up on our feet and show the world the beauty of Puerto Rico.
White House officials say a federal force of 10,000 people, including 7,000 military troops, are helping Puerto Rico recover from the devastation left by Hurricane Maria. The USNS Comfort, a 1,000-bed hospital ship, departed its base in the U.S. state of Virginia for the island on Friday. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert said Puerto Rico has 44 operational hospitals out of a total of 69 facilities. But critics have accused the Trump administration of not responding quickly enough to the disaster in the wake of the hurricane which ravaged Puerto Rico on September 17th. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.